We believe that all men are created equal.
To the magnificent mosaic that is America.
From radio beacon to radio beacon.
I have a dream.
Change has come to America.
Believe me.
Help is on the way.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Hey! It's a figment of your imagination.
Randy Rhoads Show.
Turn up your mind.
In prior years, we would have had people lined up out here holding up signs, cheering on their candidates. But this year is different. Inside, it's just Charles Booker.
Mr. Booker, thank you for being here this evening, and we'll get right to it.
Booker was the only candidate on the Kentucky Tonight stage this evening. KET says Senator Rand Paul did not respond to their debate invitation. His challenger, Booker, heavily criticized Paul's decision, saying voters should hear from the people on their ballots.
It's an affront to the democratic process. If you are running for office, you should make your case about why you believe your vision is best suited for the people. That's what I'm doing. That's what we're doing across the Commonwealth. That's why we're organizing. That's why I'm here tonight. He should be here too. He's not entitled to this Senate seat. It doesn't belong to him. It belongs to the people of Kentucky.
Last week, while Paul debuted a new campaign ad, LEX18 asked him why he turned down the debate. And here's what he said.
No, I think that debate should involve civility and should involve parties that are actually willing to address questions. And I think that there's been a certain tenor so far that really involves more accepting of political violence that I think worries me.
And tonight, instead of taking the debate stage, he launched this ad, which says that political violence has taken over civil discourse.
But Senator Paul has been the target of repeated violence and threats of violence by the radical left.
Paul has also repeatedly said that he believes Booker's platform will not resonate with Kentuckians. He attacks Booker for his stances on issues like the police and transgender athletes.
I don't think many people are going to want to go to the polls and say, hey, I want to defund the police, or hey, I want boys to swim in the girls' track meet, or run in the girls' track meet.
But Booker says Paul is trying to create division. Booker defends his platform, saying it's meant for all Kentuckians.
Of course, he doesn't understand our vision because he doesn't see us. I'm making the case that for a first time, Kentucky is the priority. The people of Kentucky are what matter.
I just, you know, the nerve of this so-called party, this cult of, and the sycophants that go along with it, they just don't even show up anymore for debates. They don't even show up, as if the seat belongs to Rand Paul and not to Kentuckians, right? I mean, why, Kentuckians, are you allowing yourselves to be played like suckers by a weasel like Rand Paul? Why in the world is this okay that he doesn't show up to discuss policy? He doesn't show up to discuss issues. He doesn't show up for anything. He believes, first of all, how do you govern when you hate government? How in the world do you actually work for an organization that you think shouldn't even exist and expect to get some sort of a good result for ordinary Kentuckians? I never understood that whole philosophy. But that he's playing you for such a sucker, that he's treating you like you don't even deserve the respect of showing up to discuss issues with an opponent. Nobody is saying that Charles Booker and Rand Paul would agree on any policy prescription for what ails Kentucky. But obviously, Rand Paul has no prescriptions for any policy, for anything that you might be concerned about. And therefore, he just disrespects you and your Senate seat by saying, I feel entitled to this seat. I feel like I'm going to win, and there's just no reason for me to show up. Now, I understand he's a creepy nutcase. I get that. Everybody understands Rand Paul is a creepy nutcase who has been screaming and yelling about locking up Anthony Fauci, for God's sake, okay? Like, literally screaming and yelling about, you know, gain-of-function experiments at the Wuhan lab that apparently he thinks that Dr. Anthony Fauci, was in charge of. And then he says, there's the tone, there's the tenor, and then he attacks you. Then he attacks you. Now, I get he's a creepy nutcase, and I get that he doesn't need to show Kentuckians that he's a creepy nutcase, you know, once again in a debate scenario. But this is so disrespectful to you and your your state and the people who he's asking to vote. He's not even asking you to vote for him. He's just saying you will. Talk about taking you for granted. Oh, my God. He's just saying you will vote for him. He said, quote, I think that debates should involve civility and should involve parties that are actually willing to address the questions. You're not willing to address the questions. You're not willing to address an audience. You're not willing to address Kentuckians. I mean, what did you think? A mud fight was going to break out? Do you think that this debate was going to turn into, like, you know, I don't know, full frontal, you know, world, you know, WWF wrestling match, cage match? What are you so afraid of that you can't show up for a stinking debate against Charles Booker, who is about as civilized and organized a thinker as, you know, you would want to debate? I mean, this guy is not a road warrior. I mean, it's just so unbelievable. He's, oh, and I think there's been a certain tenor so far that really involves more accepting of political violence. And I think that worries me and makes me concerned. You are running on the ticket of the party that not only condones violence, but incites violence, wants violence, and protects violence, as long as it's being done by white people. I mean, I just don't understand what's going on in this country. In any other environment, in any other time in American history, you would not have candidates like J.D. Vance, who doesn't show up. You wouldn't have, you know, candidates like Rand Paul, who doesn't even bother to respect his voters and ask them for their vote, doesn't even show up to talk about the issues that are plaguing. I mean, Kentucky, just like every other state, is suffering from all kinds of, you know, opioid crisis, epidemics, lack of mental health care facilities, you know, people uninsured, can't even, you know, get basic health care. I mean, this guy is not interested in lowering the cost of insulin, and Kentuckians are just going to, what, vote for him? And he doesn't, I don't know. But, you know, you've got serious people versus whack jobs. And in any other environment, they wouldn't have even made it through the primary. Okay. I mean, Herschel Walker, this is disgusting. Okay. Honestly, I mean, he cloaks himself in Jesus, you know that. And so we found out from the Daily Beast's reporting that when he was on TV yesterday morning on that fake news network, and he was saying he had no idea who this woman was or why his son was so upset, but it's the left that's doing it. The left is attacking him. The left is making him, you know, look bad. The left is using him as a punching bag, whatever. It turns out that the person whose abortion he funded had a baby with him. How could he not know this? Are there so many people who have babies with him that he feels comfortable that, I don't know, he populated Georgia enough to get, you know, elected? I don't know what he's thinking. But this is really sick and scary stuff. I mean, you know, and you got J.D. Vance in Ohio running against a very moderate Democrat, Tim Ryan. Tim Ryan is, you know, he would be like a Nixon, I shouldn't say Nixon Republican, and Tim Ryan in the same sentence, because that implies something criminal, and that wasn't my intention. But, you know, you've got these extremists, you've got these liars, you've got these disrespecters, you've got these people who play you for suckers, you've got these people that take you so for granted based on, you know, the propaganda that's out there, that they don't even bother to show up. They just lie to your face now. And then when they get caught, look, Trump stole national security secrets, okay? Top secret documents, classified documents, compartmentalized intelligence, covert operations, nuclear weapons secrets. And he's literally talking to people last night, you know, as if he's a normal person, as if he's, you know, somebody that you should listen to, bullying transgendered kids, and unable to make a sentence. But people are like, yeah, well, we don't care. We don't really care.